The idea of a possible presidential run by TV star Oprah Winfrey is raising fresh questions about the degree to which celebrity can or should translate into political success. Her speech at the Golden Globe ceremony Sunday triggered speculation that Ms. Winfrey, who's 63, could be gearing up for a run against President Trump in 2020. More from Niall Stanage, White House columnist at The Hill. Niall, is this real?
I think the buzz is real in the sense that Democrats are excited about the idea of an Oprah Winfrey candidacy. But there is a division, and that division is between those who basically think that Democrats need their own celebrity to counteract President Trump, and other Democrats who, being unimpressed by President Trump's performance in office, think that that means you need someone much more steeped in government experience.
Mm. It's unlikely, though, that the likes of, I don't know, name somebody, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, some of these names that have been floated would generate as much hype, though, as Oprah, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is one of the advantages that celebrities have, and I think Oprah Winfrey, arguably the most famous woman in the nation, is very well placed to incite that kind of excitement. And we've seen it even in the period since her speech at the Golden Globes on Sunday, that this has been the biggest political story around ever since she made that speech. So that points to the kind of excitement that she can generate.
All right. And as you point out in the story, before you roll your eyes, right, President Trump rode the celebrity status in, and as part of that, used the anti-status quo position, which would, I think, still be available, right? That still seems to be a theme which Oprah could, in theory, take advantage of.
Yes, that's right. I mean, quite aside from people's views of the current president, there is clearly a discontent with the political system at large here right now. That, I think, makes it fertile ground for people who can present themselves as not politicians, as people who are not part of that establishment world. People would argue that it was Hillary Clinton's place within that establishment that made her particularly vulnerable to a challenge from someone like President Trump in 2016. And so someone like Oprah could potentially capitalize on the same kind of anti-establishment sentiment.
We're speaking with Niall Stanage, associate editor and White House columnist for The Hill. He's written a piece entitled "Oprah Buzz Sparks Debate About Celebrity Presidents." There was a guy, it was late in your piece, who kind of poo-pooed this, saying, listen, at this point, why don't we just take the winner of Survivor
right
after a one-week contest and make that person run for president?
Right, and that, of course, is the counter-argument that actually government is difficult, that you need someone who is experienced, who has been able to learn the tricks of that, learn the techniques of it, and that actually getting non-politicians into political roles doesn't end well. That's the anti-Oprah, anti-Trump argument.
Separately, who are some of the names, by the way, that are being whispered in Democratic circles as potential candidates for 2020?
Well, aside from people like Oprah from outside the political realm, I mean, there's the possibility of Bernie Sanders running again, Kamala Harris from the center of California, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren. There's a very long list of people who could potentially run for the Democrats. One other non-politician who has occasionally been spoken about, of course, is Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook. So that's, if they wanted to go in a completely unconventional direction, that's another name that has been floated.
What about the idea of money here? Because if, say, Oprah were to run, or a Mark Zuckerberg, boy, it almost seems like, while fundraising would be necessary, they could always reach into their own pockets, right? Unlike some other folks.
Yes, that's right. And of course, when then-candidate Trump ran, one of his strengths was him being able to say, I'm personally rich, therefore I can't be bought. That's clearly an argument that Oprah Winfrey or Mark Zuckerberg could also make, that their personal wealth means that they really are freed from the need to fundraise in a significant way, and therefore freed from any idea that they would be obligated toward people who gave them money.
Thanks, Niall. Niall Stanage, White House columnist at The Hill.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.